coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
From the Pat Moody Studios, news is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Sources tell our newsroom that Chris Hugel is out as the president of the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber, ending just over 4 years of employment with the organization. A member of the board of directors for the chamber only confirms that they'll have an announcement at the end of this morning's board meeting. What led to the change at the top, what was formerly known as the Cornerstone Chamber of Commerce, is not yet known, nor have any hints been floated for a potential replacement for Hugel. At least two other staff members have either resigned or been fired from the chamber in recent months. A Benton Township man is facing an attempted murder charge for allegedly shooting his girlfriend in front of a home in the 1300 block of Agard early Monday morning. Police were called to the Sunny Spot gas station on Pipestone in Benton Harbor shortly after 1 a.m. when Ashley Roquette showed up there with a gunshot wound to her upper right arm. Officers found the boyfriend, Dwayne Osler, and arrested him without incident on the charge of attempted murder, along with carrying a concealed weapon and being a felon in possession of a firearm. A 59-year-old Niles man is in the Cass County Jail following a crash involving a car that may have been stolen recently in Berrien County. The crash happened in Howard Township just after 7:30 on Sunday evening, and the man was found hiding in a cornfield by Cass County K-9 Faust, who had been called to track the suspect. The man was treated at Lakeland Hospital in Niles before being hauled off to jail for an outstanding warrant. Other charges related to the crash and possible stolen vehicle are pending, and the man's name has not yet been released. A Van Buren County woman is headed to prison for attempted murder.
It'll be between 10 and 20 years behind bars for 26-year-old Nikki Lee Murphy of Bangor. She was sentenced Monday in 36th Circuit Court in Van Buren County after pleading guilty to a charge of assault with intent to commit murder. She stabbed a man at a home in Grand Junction early in the morning on December 14, 2018, was arrested a couple of hours later near Breedsville. Van Buren and Allegheny County Sheriff's Offices responded and investigated the crime. The victim survived the ordeal. I'm Michael Arney reporting.
And the time is about here for fall color tours in Michigan. The County Road Association of Michigan's Dustin Early tells us the prime viewing time will begin this Friday in the Upper Peninsula. He adds that the best views are often off the beaten path.
The most beautiful colors, you know, if you really want to experience the vast beauty and the unique areas that Michigan has to offer, getting off the highways and driving on the local roads is the best way to do that.
The best fall viewing time in Southwest Michigan is expected to be between October 7th and October 14th. The routes recommended by the County Road Association are Red Arrow Highway and Blue Star Highway. In sports, the Tigers beat Baltimore 5-2. The Tigers are at Cleveland tonight at 7:10. It's a 6:45 pregame show on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. White Sox fall to the Twins 5-3, and the Cubs beat the Cincinnati Reds 8-2. Monday Night Football was Cleveland over the Jets 23-3. WSJM weather you can depend on is next. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.